Time now to have a chat to Bray because this morning was a very important morning. Very elegant at Moonee Valley, having a look around the track. We played a snippet of James McDonald a little earlier, who was not effusive in his praise, but very happy with her first look around the track. Bray, you've got a big decision, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, Michael. How are you?
I am. I'm good. I'm intrigued about what you and your fellow owners are going to do. Very elegant. Are you going to head to the Caulfield Cup, or are you going to roll the dice and try and get a run in the Cox Plate?
Well, as always, what we'll unequivocally do is listen to what Chris Waller tells us to do. Chris was very satisfied with her work this morning. She got around Moonee Valley well, handled the camber of the track, and put in typical, characteristically strong, very elegant work. So he intends to head full steam ahead towards the Cox Plate.
Okay, so you won't pay up for the... you won't have a final acceptance in the Caulfield Cup?
No, we won't.
Who will ride her if she gets into the Cox Plate? Would J-Mac stick with her, or would he jump on Tiak Our Shark?
There's no suggestion whatsoever that J-Mac won't stick and won't ride her come Cox Plate day.
Okay. Do you think she'll get in the field?
I am biased. Clearly, but I can't see how they couldn't include her in the field. I mean, the past 12 months, she's won two Group 1 races and three Group 2s, and coming off what is a traditional Cox Plate lead-up, albeit a Group 2 race, but coming off a victory in a Group 2 hill. And obviously, there's always been a huge spruik about Very Elegant and her being, you know, one of the leading Cox Plate chances. She took a while this campaign to find her true form, but we saw in the Hill Stakes that she's on the upward trajectory, and the horse is fit and sound and should be taking her place next week by all accounts.
So Chris is confident that she's got enough speed to be a major player in the 2000 around the valley.
We definitely want it to be a hard run Cox Plate, and a, you know, a true test of stamina over the 2,040 metres. You know, a sit and sprint clearly is not going to suit our mare, but there does look to be decent enough speed, and if it's a truly run race, I think she's well and truly up to it.
You could have three runners in the Cox Plate with 14. In the field and a log jam with Kingsville Dream, Humidor and Very Elegant. Now,
I hope they don't take that into consideration, Michael.
You can't be greedy. You can't have three, can you?
Leave one of his out. They're all completely separate ownership groups, and I certainly don't think the club's going to be thinking about me when they're factoring in who they include and who they don't.
There's going to be some...
I'd like to be flattered and think so. But I somehow think not.
There's going to be some disappointed connections, though, and yeah. There could be Group 1 horses that miss out.
Yes.
Michael Brow says it's about 18 that they've got it down to, with Hartnell deciding to go to the Caulfield Cup and Flip deciding to go to the Wakeful, and there will be four that miss out. Have you had a close look at the Cox Plate and the final field, and who do you think are the ones that are on the cutting edge?
Of course, I have. You know, I said to someone yesterday, it's like a politician trying to do the numbers on, you know, whether they are able to have a leadership spill. And, yeah, I think it's fair to say there are probably, I'd say, two or three horses vying for that final 14th position. It is a subjective matter, and probably it's not incumbent on me to be sort of saying publicly who I think are on the cusp. But I do believe there's probably going to be two very well-credentialed horses that end up missing the cut.
Well, let's hope that one of those isn't Humidor, because the next man we've got on the line wouldn't be happy about that, because you've got an announcement to make, and we've got the man on the line. I'll let you make the announcement. Who's riding Humidor in the Cox Plate?
Well, Michael, we're bringing the band back together from 2017, and one of the great losing rides in any Group 1 in Australian history was Humidor, was Blake Chin aboard Humidor behind Winks. And the great man is making the effort to come get the release from Hong Kong and ride the champ once again.
Well, Blake, it's great to have you online from Hong Kong. You must be absolutely rapt about partnering Humidor once again in a Cox Plate.
Yes, I am, Michael. Good morning to you. Good morning, Bray.
Good morning.
Yeah, look, it's a thrill to get the call up to ride him. Obviously, he's got to get in first, but you know, we had discussed before Humidor's last run, if he ran a great race, and it would be worthwhile for me to fly back from Hong Kong to ride him. Bray would get me over, and the connections would fly me back, and you know, everything went to plan. He ran a terrific race and looks on track for another terrific performance in the race.
He's one of the fairy tale stories in the Cox Plate. If they all end up lining up in the Cox Plate, Blackheart, Bart, Kingswell Dream and Humidor, where they've come from to get back into the Cox Plate, it's a great storyline. And for you, how have you viewed Humidor, his last few runs from afar over in Hong Kong?
Look, his last run for me was, you know, as good as his last run from the last few preparations, I think. You know, every run he gets better into his prep. He's a horse that appreciates the blinkers. He didn't have them on last time. So I know he's got improvement to come, and that's the exciting part. He's only got beat a length or length and a half last start. And, and to know where the goal is, he's generally peaking at Cox Plate. And, you know, he's run two phenomenal races there in the last 2 years, and coming off the back of, you know, getting beaten a length and a half, and I think he got beat a couple of lengths in the Caulfield Stakes behind Ben Bardi. So I think his two lead-up runs are quite similar. And for me, that was enough to warrant coming back and riding him.
Have you been having a look at the likely field, the opposition for this year's Cox Plate? There's been a lot of discussion about what the overall strength and depth is of our top weight for age gallopers. What do you think?
Oh, look, yeah, there is much conjecture about all that, but at the end of the day, they are genuine Group 1 horses in their own right. They've been proven over the time that, like Blackheart Bart, he's been an out-and-out superstar. All the horses, I think, deserve it, but at the end of the day, there's only a limited numbers. We can talk about Humidor. He's arguably put up one of the greatest ever performances in defeat 2 years ago, and you know, his last year's run was super, third in the Cox Plate. He's a dual Group 1 winner. You know, he's coming into form at the time that he generally does. So does he deserve his spot, and can he win a Cox Plate? The answer, in my opinion, yes he can. And does his form suggest that? I believe it does.
Well, it's great to hear that you're coming back to Melbourne. We'll get to see you on Cox Plate Day, hopefully, going one better than what you did with that magnificent ride a couple of years ago. Bray, while Blake's here, do you want to give him the riding instructions now for Cox Plate Day?
I've never given Blake instructions before, and I'm not about to start. One thing I know is that the horse couldn't be in more capable hands. He runs for Blake. No one rides Moonee Valley better than Blake Chin. He demonstrated that 2 years ago when he rode four winners on the day, and the second in the Cox Plate. So it's an absolute privilege to have Blake come down for the ride, and it is testament to how he views the horse's prospects.
Blake, well done on the ride on Humidor. You're enjoying Hong Kong?
I am, thank you. It's a good test, but I feel I've only been here 2 months, and I'm thriving on the challenge. You know, you've got two, I think, of the best jockeys I've ever ridden against at the peak of their powers, Joe Marrera and Zach Purton, and to be just working alongside them every day, I really admire Joe Marrera. He's a role model and a class act, and you know, I've had to, you know, I was going well in Australia before I come to Hong Kong, and you know, I've had to, you know, revise a few things and lift my game a bit, but I feel in time, you know, I'm going to keep improving and hopefully develop into, you know, right up there with those boys, and hopefully get the opportunity that they do up here, because, you know, it's tough to get the good rides, but, you know, once you start getting them, it's very rewarding, but you've got to really work hard for them, and hopefully I can show everyone over here that I'm deserving of them, and it won't be through lack of hard work anyway.
Good on you, Blake. Hopefully we'll see you Cox Plate Day. See you, mate.
Thanks, Blake.
Blake Shin there. Bray, let's turn our attention to the Caulfield Cup and the Everest this week, because you're in the invidious position of having the favourite in the Caulfield Cup as a part owner of Finch, and you're also a part owner of Yes, 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 who goes around in the Everest. Now, you've made the decision to head to Sydney. Why is that?
It's a tough decision. It really was. And at the end of the day, there's definitely an obligation with regards to my partner in the horse, Coolmore, who have shown so much faith in both myself and Chris and the horse. And, you know, I must say, I was instrumental and probably the most assertive in wanting to have the horse in the race and give him that opportunity, and they supported me on that. So I just feel like there's part obligation and responsibility in my decision making, and that I should be there for the Everest, but obviously it's with a heavy heart, not being at Caulfield Cup Day, and the Caulfield Cup's a race that I've always wanted to win, and I have incredible veneration for and its history, but under the circumstances I will be unfortunately watching from afar.
Who do you think you're a better chance of winning? Finch is a $5 favourite in the Caulfield Cup. Yes, yes, yes. I think he's around about a $12 pop.
Yeah.
Did you wince when Barrier 9 came out?
Yeah, I did. Just a sticky gate. I really wanted him to draw sort of south of 6. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it won't have any practical ramifications for his chances, but it is just an awkward gate, especially with Nature Strip going to be going, you know, probably to the lead, and Alizé going to straight back to last, and they're the two of the three horses to our outside, which means it's probably left to 10 sovereigns to sort of be more in that midfield position where we intend to be, and hopefully a horse that may give us some cover, but there's no doubt that it has somewhat dented my confidence. But, you know, to answer your question, I think definitively Finch is the better chance of the two. Obviously, you know, we still have the draw and final field for the Caulfield Cup, but, you know, even if that horse was to draw out with his tactical speed, I don't think it would impinge on his chances too much. He just seems bomb-proof. He's well in at the weights. Love a mile and a half. Dealt well around Caulfield and just doesn't really have any question marks against him, where obviously Yes, Yes, Yes hasn't been against open company, and you know, it's really a wait and see approach with the colt, albeit I'm supremely confident that he'll measure up, but I don't think that you can enter the Everest with the same degree of confidence that I can the Caulfield Cup with Finch.
Oh, it's an amazing day for you. The favourite in the Caulfield Cup and a good chance in the Everest as well. But before that, have you got a good thing in the first today at Caulfield? Shared Ambition was awesome on its Aussie debut. It's into $1.95 now in the first. Is it a good thing?
Well, his work since, I can assure you, has been very, very good. In fact, better than his work leading up to his first up run for us in Australia. He's just really sharp and come on. It looks a great stepping stone for him. He has to go from the 1800 to the mile and a half, but he's such a strong queen-winded young stayer. I don't think that's going to be an issue for the horse, and he does look very hard to beat.
Good on you, Bray. Enjoy the build-up to a phenomenal weekend in Sydney, the Everest and the Caulfield Cup here. Chris won't be here. You won't be here. Does Michael Walker just lift the trophy up, does he?
I'm glad. I'd gladly leave Michael to take all the accolades and the limelight.
Well, let's hope. We're going to have Michael Walker live in the studio tomorrow as well with a countdown, which will be a great listening as well. Thanks, Bray. Breaking the news that Blake Shinn will be riding Humidor in the Cox Plate and Very Elegant won't be paid up for the Caulfield Cup. She is 100% set to try and get her way into the Cox Plate.